Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. On today's episode, I have a special guest, Steve. He is a holistic naturopath doctor who focuses on permanent structural correction, lab testing, nutrition, and so much more. I am super excited to have Steve on today, and welcome, Dr. Steve.
Thanks for having me, Jenny.
You guys, Margaret can't be with us tonight. She is busy, so it's just Dr. Steve and I, but we have a whole lot to bring to you guys, and this is going to be a great one because Steve is full of knowledge. So, Steve, where do you want to start tonight? What do you think is like really important?
It's been quite a journey, you know, and usually most doctors that get into the holistic realm, whether they be a medical doctor and end up on the holistic realm, or whether they had their own health issues and then went to med school or went to chiropractic school, most of them have their own story. But, you know, I had kind of a rough road as scoliosis, you know, starting out young. And my parents really didn't acknowledge it. They said, you are too young to be experiencing back pain, right? And then as I got older, it got worse. And it got to the point where I wasn't able to walk. I was dragging my leg behind me in my 20s, lost motor control of my right foot. And that's kind of how I got started on all of it. And then later on, I was actually diagnosed when I hadn't solved the problems yet. I was diagnosed with MS. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, all these co-infections, heavy metal toxicity, right? And the list goes on and on and on. But the reality is behind all these issues, there is symptoms that are bigger lying underneath it. So
what age? Okay. You said like in your 20s that started?
Oh, no, it started. I mean, I had scoliosis when I was younger. So you figure I was 8 years old when I started having back pain for the first time.
Wow.
It's kind of started with probably the food system and the foods that I was being raised on. My parents, you know, were busy working and it was like the 80s babies, a lot of processed foods. You know, not enough sun. I was outside playing, but really probably not enough sunlight. I was indoors playing video games more often than not, you know, so it goes into the lifestyle factors. And I was also young and being and kind of scrawny, and you know, now I'm not, but when I was young then, I was scrawny, and around then, you know, you're getting picked on and kind of teased and things of that nature. So what's amazing about all that is we find ways to compensate around that, you know, finding fitness or getting bigger or whatever that is to overcompensate. And those are the gifts and strange wrapping paper. You know, it's great to find those adversities that cause us to grow and adapt. But the reality is what happens a lot of times is people never outgrow those things. And they have those compensations that are there that on a subconscious level are still running patterns affecting their health, unbeknowing that they are. So the low self-esteem that's there from that 8-year-old little boy, or the anger at mom and dad that's stuck there from, you know, from them neglecting you, whatever the thing is, you know, that tends to stick around, and those subconscious blocks affect our health. It's not just the foods that we put in our body and our lifestyle. It's multiple factors that are there that are actually affecting our health. It's biochemical, it's structural, and it's biochemical, right? And the funny thing is all those affect our spirit. So the one thing I really put together as of late, which is actually several things I put together as of late, which is absolutely incredible, is how the electrons move through our body. So when we look at emotional stress, our thoughts are vibrations, and they can create reductive stress, not allowing electrons to flow through our bodies that then create these excess reactive oxygen species, slowing cell function. So our thoughts are one thing, our emotions are on a subconscious level are one thing. But then we have the structural part. When nerves are stretched, they lose function. Electrons don't flow. Creates the same cascade of reductive stress causing excess reactive oxygen species and oxidative damage slowing cell function. And then we can get to the biochemical component, which is the foods we put in our body that can cause reductive stress. So, you know, all these, it's all about the electron flow when we're trying to improve our health. And everybody wants to take a supplement or, you know, have a biohack But the truth be is that all it is about getting the energy to flow again. And what's the thing that's blocking the energy? Because there's not one thing, right? It's you've got to correct your posture, and massage doesn't do it. You know, traditional chiropractic care doesn't do it. There's only one way, and that's to address the adhesions with the structure. You know, biochemistry, it's the foods we're putting in our body. Supplements are supplements. That's exactly what they are. They're something as an adjunct, not a replacement. Nothing's going to replace the type of foods that you put in your body. And then the emotional component, you know. So that's what the thing that I've really come to as of late is how the electrons are moving through the cell, which is controlled by the mitochondria.
I feel like everybody is always like looking for an easy pill or a magic fix, like a quick fix. You know, they're not wanting to do that. And that's not how it works. There isn't an easy button, right? And
yeah.
I think it's important because we always talk about like at the self-love experience, like we always talk about there's a root cause to everything, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, just like how you were addressing that when you were a little boy and how all of that, like just being bullied and picked on and being skinny and scrawny, like people need to realize that like whatever your childhood was like, whether it be from parents or friends or family members, whatever it is, there's something that is inside of us that then like comes out later on when we get older. If we don't address it, it's going to mess up our adulthood.
Disease in the mind becomes disease in the body, right?
Yep.
But what's really cool is when I presented down in Miami how I put all this together that no, I don't think anybody else ever has. So our brain, you have your hippocampus, which is your memory, your hypothalamus, which it controls all of your autonomic function. And then you have the amygdala, which is the emotional center. So this little 8-year-old boy or 6-year-old girl, whatever it is, has this trauma, this perception that she had as a little girl or little boy, and they put it in the back of their mind. So now the memory of it is there in the hippocampus, but it's running that fight or flight pattern continuously because you never forgot the experience. So what happens is our mind is connected to the Akashic records and everything that's ever happened. So when you look at your brain and the way the synapses fire, it's actually a mirror of the solar system. So as these stars change and as your thoughts are so powerful, actually changing planetary alignment, you can stop cataclysmic events with your thoughts. You can change the death or the fate of the future with your thoughts. There's no need for force. But what's neat is that mirror that's there with the Akashic records in the brain, you know, that's the record that's there, but your DNA is the antenna to that. So if your DNA is the antenna, which is the chakra system, now all of a sudden that is connected to the cell. And the cell is the engine to all of this, right? Or I'm sorry. Yeah, the cell is a capacitor. It stores the energy. I got that wrong. The cell is a capacitor to that energy. Now, the mitochondria is the engine, okay? And the mitochondria drives those electrons. So, but if you have that belief that's in the subconscious mind, what directs those electrons is the meridians, and those meridians are controlled by the Merkaba that's at the base of the spine, which is the resistor to it all. So it's all this delicately designed. It's too perfectly designed to be fair. And so these negative beliefs are running on a pattern that stops the energy flow. It can't move because it's stuck in the Merkaba. It's not moving up the cerebral spinal fluid up in the pineal gland so you can be awakened. And now all of a sudden, bam, it's out there. It's just like all of a sudden you get asthma or you get heart disease or you have this place of sadness that's there, and all of a sudden you get dysbiosis of the gut or constipation. Right? The universe is communicating with you constantly, connecting that energy flow, that whole system that I just explained from the subconscious mind all the way down to the cell function and the electron movements.
It's incredible how our body communicates with us all the time. People don't realize that when you get diagnosed with something, there's a message there for you. It's not for you to go to the doctor and get a pill. It is literally for you to go like, again, root cause. What is the root cause of that dis-ease? Where did that come from?
Right.
And we talk about this all the time. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, as I go through with patients, I'm finding all these things on a subconscious level that happened. I had another doctor actually approach me who wanted some help with some things, chronic infections weren't going away. He in my office Friday and spent 4 hours with them going through, because what I'm doing for people is so deep. I mean, I'm looking at their DNA and their epigenetic expressions as tied to the cell function, which is connected to their blood work. So I can change their epigenetic expressions on an emotional level, and then look at their blood work and clear the emotional engram that's there behind that. So I went through it all because he had these chronic infections, and I saw all these abnormalities in his blood work that looked at immune function, autoimmunity type stuff. And I said, okay, well, you got this. And he had also some issues with glycolysis that were disrupted, which is related to some hormonal dysregulation in there. So I said, okay, well, you're not utilizing blood sugar. We have some blood sugar issues that are going on. So what is the root cause of all this? And so as we trace back through it, all those immune related issues were actually due to him and his business, because he had lost some business. He had some insurance problems and had to sell his business and then start over. And he's not as busy as he once was, and he's not growing like he wants it to. And we discovered, and we traced it back to when he was 8 years old. And there was a belief system that was there that no good deed goes unpunished. So it's like, if I do good things for others, I'm going to be punished. And that carried over into his business, because his belief system as a child was, you know, I'm going to get punished if I do this good. I'm going to get blamed for something I didn't do, right? So I can't do good things, I'm going to be punished. So all of a sudden they carried over to now, and all of a sudden it's like it screws over his business when he's an adult. So we clear that out, reprogrammed it with a new belief system that I can help others and receive love in return. And all of a sudden now that's the new program, and a pathogen can't live in that environment because the electrons are moving. So guess what? Now the bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, and fungus don't have an environment to live in anymore. And all of a sudden he's not chronically sick. He doesn't have this congestion anymore in his lungs and in his throat. Instantaneously, spontaneous remission.
Now, you said he was a doctor, right?
Yeah.
How did he feel about, like,
he was a holistic doctor. I mean, he's a chiropractor.
Okay. Then he
gets it. Putting it all together, why the symptoms were actually happening, how the universe was communicating to him. And so he was open-minded to it. You know, some people don't want to get better, and they don't want to say that they have problems. You know, they're in denial, and that's okay. It's just not their time, and they're owning their disease.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
If somebody wants to own their disease, you know, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, if you guys are going through something and you really don't know what's going on, Steve is local in Deerfield, Illinois.
I'm in Deerfield, Illinois, and Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah, so you got two for a while till he ends up moving. But yes, if you guys want to make an appointment with him, we'll put this in the show notes.
Is I work remote. I can see anybody from anywhere. Yeah, we can do blood work from anywhere. I can look at their DNA from anywhere. I can do this stuff, you know, just through Zoom, just like how we're doing. I can't get adjusted, can't get your spine corrected, but all the other things, absolutely.
Yep. That's amazing. So yeah, we'll put that in the show notes, but let's continue. It's incredible how the body works. And, let's get on to, food and things like that.
All right. So, you know, we have this commercial food system that's been developed over time. And a lot of it is just to make money, because it's quick, it's fast, it's easy. But the government knows that it's harmful to the people. And so part of that is it feeds the system. It feeds the lobbyists. They're lobbying to have drugs pushed and stay on drugs because it's making them money. And it's also very cheap. And so they're able to make more profit because they're able to make a larger return on the food supply. It doesn't spoil. You don't have as much food spoilage. So what happens now is we're getting foods that have less nutrients, but also they're using a lot of pesticides and herbicides and that, you know, preservatives in our foods. So that suppresses the soul. It makes people fat, sick, and tired. And if you're fat, sick, and tired and unhealthy, you can't function. You don't have time to do anything and think about what the government's doing except for focus on yourself and be miserable. So there's a whole agenda that goes on behind all the things that are going on besides just it's profit driven. And the FDA and the other USDA, they know all these things. They have food chemists that have found these things out. They know exactly what's going on. And it all goes starting back in the 1950s. I mean, the first instance I can remember that I've read about is, you know, Roosevelt, when he had his heart attack, the petroleum companies approached him and said, in the 1950s, we want to give you $1 million if you let us promote these industrial seed oils and use Mazola, or which is canola oil, you know, and promote ads as a new heart healthy oil. And so when they did that, you know, the government got paid, they ran it, they did research on all this stuff. They realized, oh, it makes people compliant because it raises your serotonin and gives you anxiety. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, this works really great. Right. We can control the people. And we turn on the news and it blasts horrible information to people and makes people paranoid. And they already have high serotonin. And then all of a sudden we wonder why they get cancer. Well, you're watching news and eating food that increases epinephrine, that causes high cortisol, serotonin, histamine, that's disrupting glycolysis, raising estrogen, which high prolactin, estrogen, and lactate are what cancer are. Cancer is a metabolic disease. We wonder why the cancer rates are skyrocketing. It's chemicals in the food, the television, all the things that are causing high serotonin and high histamine and high cortisol, disrupting glycolysis, not allowing you to be able to utilize glucose.
You guys, so you know
why there's all, you put all these pieces together and you see how it's all integrated together. And it's like, well, what do we do about it? Well, now we got to think about what are we putting in our bodies, not just the foods, but the environment and the people we surround ourselves around, and not paying attention to the news, not worried about, oh my God, things are so horrible, but how am I going to change the world? What's my part in this world and how can I make a difference? Because you can either ruminate on the horrible things, or we could focus on how we want to see the world change, right? A courageous man wants to change the world, but a wise man starts with himself. And you can't heal the world, but you can make a difference in your life and other people's lives, which in turn has a ripple effect out into the out into the cosmos, right? So all of a sudden now, if that becomes a new belief system as the majority, everyone else will follow.
Yeah, you know, we get thrown into this, like we're not taught this, right? I always say we're not given a handbook when we're born, right? We come in, we forget everything, and we have to learn everything again. But it's like when you get in there, you get in the system, and they get us so busy, like got to pay bills, you're in debt, all this stuff, like your marriages are stuck, relationships are horrible. Who the hell has time to research, right? Until something happens in your life. And then you're like, wait a second, or you read a book, or you listen to this podcast, and all these things start happening. But we want you guys to listen to this closely. Like, this is really important. This is not like instilling fear in you. This is actually trying to awaken you and give you guys some tools here. Like, hey, right. Also, like, you know, you're talking about the canola oil, right? Tell them like what seed oils are like that they should not use in their home.
Well, the funny thing is it's linoleic acid. It's an omega-6 fat that is in these oils, and which is also in chicken and seafood. People read about omega-3s. Omega-3s are very pernicious as well. So it doesn't contain stearic acid. So anyway, I'm not a big fan of fish either. But as far as linoleic acid goes, it is in fish. It is in chicken. But the worst culprit of all this is going to be canola oil, safflower oil, vegetable oil, sunflower seed oil, and even your Whole Foods is using that stuff on their salad bar. It's in all your salad dressings. It's in ice cream. It's in every commercial food you could possibly think of. And the worst part of it is, it's not like I'm going to eat it once in a while. Once you consume these industrial seed oils, they stay within the cell membrane for 3 to 7 years.
God.
Now there are ways to hack it and detox them faster, like using aspirin. Aspirin, you know, has the ability to detox these polyunsaturated fatty acids. But, you know, why even eat foods that have them? If the world would quit buying these things that have those seed oils in them, they would have no choice but to change because they couldn't thrive.
Now, are you good with, are you okay with like a very good like olive oil or coconut oil? Or
that's a good question, right? So the problem with olive oil and avocado oil is that a lot of those oils are owned by the drug cartels that dilute them with cheap canola oil. So they're not pure. They're not unadulterated. And so if they were raw, it would be, they'd be okay. They're monounsaturated, but they usually aren't raw unless you know the farmer or the person producing that product. You don't know.
Do you have a way of like, you know,
if you bought a mass spectrometer, you could test it, you know, but who's spending $20,000 on a mass spectrometer to test their food?
Right.
I'm probably the only person crazy enough.
Not crazy enough. You could do it. I mean, I'd be right there with you if I could. Totally. But
yeah.
So, I mean, do you not use any oil at all?
Coconut? Correct. The only thing I cook with is butter and ghee. That is it.
Okay.
And I really don't use olive oil. I don't, because I just don't know. You know, and I don't, I could research it just like I researched all my meat. I know exactly the farmer I'm buying my meat from. I started hunting this last year. I go kill my own, right? And I don't go hunting in Illinois because what are they eating? GMO corn, yep. Right? Which is glyphosate.
Yep.
So yeah. Glyphosate is Roundup, and glyphosate disrupts our ceruloplasmin because it contains a molecule very similar to glycine. And so if your body thinks you're getting glycine from this Roundup, you can't convert your copper can't bind to your iron. You don't make hemoglobin, and it disrupts that copper iron redox reaction, which means you're going to disrupt glycolysis, but you're going to increase glutamate, right? An excitatory neurotransmitter, and you're going to cause disruption of glycolysis again. So now you're giving yourself heart disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So through all these problems that are being created through these industrial seed oils and through glyphosate, it's no wonder why everyone's getting sick.
Yeah, it's, I know some people that are listening are like, what?
Yeah.
What is he saying? Okay, could you give them, now there's a lot of people out there that can't really do what you're doing with like, you know, hunting and all that stuff. Like, can you give them some recommendations of what maybe that you know is safe for them that they could start changing their life with?
Sure. I mean, the research that I've done, you can go find a local sustainable farmer and talk to the farmer and ask him how he's raising the meat. Are you injecting your beef or bison, whatever animal they're raising? Are you injecting that, which I only eat ruminant animals. Animals that have four stomachs, elk, bison, beef, venison, lamb, right? But you can talk to the farmer and ask him, how are you raising your animals? Are they pasture raised? Are you injecting mRNA vaccines in the animals?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to know the resource. You got to know where your food's coming from. There is no, you don't really have a choice anymore because, you know, if you have a relationship, you can ask those questions. And if, otherwise, you're just rolling the dice.
Yeah. I mean, going to the grocery store, like Jewel, yeah. You know, you don't know.
You don't know. And the funny thing is you can go muscle test all the stuff and see how well your body responds to it. Does it resonate with me? But if you're in a really high vibration, not a lot's going to shut you down. There might be mRNA vaccinated beef. It might be seed oils in that olive oil. But you test fine because you're at such a higher vibration. So, yeah, it may not be hurting you, but it doesn't test to be hurting you. But there, I just have a zero tolerance for any seed oils. Or any beef that's injected with the mRNA.
Yeah.
Or vaccinated or injected with antibiotics. Because there's better choices. And I'm just kind of, I'm really picky about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how things are changing. And we're becoming more and more aware now. And it's like, you guys, like, This is for real. Like this is not even a joke anymore. I mean, I remember how freaking depressed I was when I was overweight. And I didn't know any better. So I was in that rut that I was saying where I was like working like crazy and my kids were little and I was just so exhausted. Like I was like a robot and I just kept going and going and going. I'm like, I can't go home and cook tonight. So of course we would go through the McDonald's drive-thru or Wendy's or whatever it was. And I was so miserable. I couldn't even function. Like I didn't even want, I was like, what is this life all about? Because to me, this is bullshit what I'm living right. And when I started asking these questions, like when I started actually like literally getting physically exhausted and not wanting to live and be here anymore, things started to shift. And like other things started like showing up for me. It was like really cool. When I look back now, I was like, wow, I actually started asking the questions and all these people or books or things start, or even like things would show up on the computer or whatever it was. And I'm like, something's going on. I feel a shift coming on. And this is why we do what we do. We do the podcast. We host the, you know, that we teach the classes and the, you know, the workshops and stuff like that, because we really want to help you guys live a better life and know that I'm sorry, but you don't trust the government. I'm sorry. Like, but I don't know what else to say, but like, really, you guys, the whole like vaccine. And now someone just called me today and said, oh my God, could you believe they're making a vaccine for pregnant women so that the babies in utero don't get RSV or something? I go, I'm like, what? I don't know, because I canceled cable. I don't have TV. So I can't tell you because I don't listen to the news.
Right.
Did you hear about that one? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I knew about it. But you know, there's another vaccine coming out that deals with avian flu. You know, they're suspecting another respiratory illness through the bird flu. You know, there's a lot of things that are possibly coming down the pipeline. Are they going to happen? They don't always, but a lot of it could be rumors, people making stuff up for views on media outlets. Who knows? But either way, none of this shit matters, because if you're at a high enough vibration, you're not going to get sick. You don't need to worry about getting vaccinated. You don't need to worry about the newest infection. You don't need to worry about what the news is telling you. It's not. You're unimpacted by it. A man who knows himself well is protected by the sheet of armor the devil cannot penetrate. You will not even be impacted by the world around you. And so that's why I don't believe in the germ theory. I believe in the disconnection from love theory. Because that vibration that's there of why we become ill. You know, I just called a friend out the other day because he got sick and he's like, I don't know what my problem is. I never get sick. I go, well, every time you get sick with a virus and you get a flu or you're cold, it's always because there's a sense of unworthiness on some level. And it doesn't mean that you have low self-esteem, beat yourself up, but you know, it could be that you're in a situation, and I knew a situation already, but I just kind of outlined it for him. The situation is let's say that you're in a relationship with a woman who has children already, and you do too. And it's this mixed family now. And so you have kids in the household that don't agree with each other, and that you don't agree how you're raising the kids. And then you think you should do it one way, but they think you're doing it wrong and you should do it another way. So all of a sudden now you feel bad and you feel guilty about the way you want to raise your kid, because your significant other is down on you and beating you up. And then you let them come down on you. And all of a sudden now you're unworthy because you're not accepted. So you just decide you're going to keep the peace because it's easier. And you let yourself get walked all over. And so you didn't. Does that sound like somebody who's worthy?
Right.
No. Right. So you knew what you wanted to do, but you didn't allow that to happen, right? You didn't put your foot down and say, no, this is the way I see it. Now that's going to cause some relationships to end.
Oh yeah.
But that relationship wasn't for you then.
Exactly. This is so big. And there's so much. I know there's some people out there that are probably wondering. I mean, I know this, but I'm just going to have you speak it. But we are like, if your vibration isn't high enough, right? So what are ways that you raise your vibration and keep it high?
Every single day, I reflect on what happened the previous day and the interactions I had with others, because everybody wants to change the outside world, but the world is our mirror. And so I know that I can't force other people to change. And I know there's people that are evil and have bad intentions and have traumas. So instead of trying to force other people to change, I just decide, okay, well, there's this person I attracted in my life, taking radical responsibility for it. And instead of getting upset at the other person, why is that person involved in my life? And what are the things that I need to change? Because in that understanding what I change, I realize that other people might change and see that situation differently, and the drama ends, or they disappear and I attract better people. But I'm creating the world around me. So why am I seeing that these events happening around me? And what is my part? What can I do to change? What do I need to change my worldview on? And then by doing that, you elevate and you stay in a higher vibration. I realized that, you know, I don't let other people bother me. I don't let other people's problems bother me. You know, one of the things in the spiritual community that I think is absolutely insane is they have this whole thing where they have these cleansing ceremonies to wash themselves off of people's energy.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, I'm a severe empath. I took on their energy. And you blame the outside world for your lower vibration or getting sick or you being tired. Or, oh, I got to get everybody's energy off of me. You know, oh, I went to a party and there's all these low vibration people.
Right.
I can't be around here. Guess what? If you were that high vibration, those people wouldn't affect you. Your vibration would stay high. So you have a lot of work to do on a subconscious level about your belief systems. Because I personally can walk into any room. I can work with patients all day long and my energy level doesn't do a damn thing. I stay at my level no matter what. I hold my line. I hold my truth, no matter how others people perceive me. And it's because you hear other people complaining, you don't step up and say what's truth. You keep quiet. You become the little meek mouse in the corner that doesn't say anything because you don't want to rock the boat. And that bothers you. So it lowers your vibration. Or, you know, you work with people all day long and your belief system is that other people affect you and lower your vibration. Right. So that's why I say a man who knows himself well is protected by the sheet of armor the devil cannot penetrate, because zero. I mean, we do swap energies all day long with each other, but there's zero reason why your energy should drop.
Yeah.
If you're vibration.
Yeah. You live in, you know, like love, like all the time. So that's why, you know what I mean? You know what to do. A lot of people out there, they don't get it.
Don't understand it. They, you know, they have bad programming from parents, from the social structures of churches and schools and friends and, you know, colleagues and work, you know, it comes from all different directions, the news. So there's lots of different ways, you know, here's another one that always bothers me is you have to be kind and help others. It's nice to be kind and help others, but how are you going to help others when you make no money? And you're going to sacrifice everything to help other people. You're making nothing. You cannot provide for yourself and you're exhausted yourself. What good are you to anybody? You don't have resources where if you worked on yourself, improved your health and your lifestyle and your abundance, now you have resources to help the people. But, you know, we always want to be kind.
Right.
But if giving of yourself when you're already in a low place is just, you just can't.
We always say, like, you got to fill your cup first. You got to have your battery charged. Take the oxygen mask, you know. It's so important that we talk about that all the time. It's so important to have your cup full. It's got to be overflowing for them. You could then help other people.
What's the first thing they tell you when you're on the airplane? Right. And the oxygen, you know, mask drop.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to take it first.
Help your children, help yourself.
Yep.
Once you're secure and you have your mask on, help the people next to you.
Yep.
You have to do that. I mean, it's just, it's survival number one, but you have to have resources to be able to help. And if you die, you can't help anybody anyway.
Yeah. We're not taught that growing up. And I think that's why people are so exhausted, so sick, because they literally just don't have the time to think about themselves and work on themselves and take care of themselves. They're all trying to like help everybody else. But that's the biggest message I think here too, is make sure you guys work on you first, even if you're a parent.
Yeah.
You gotta work. You gotta have some time for yourself.
Otherwise, you're passing those bad belief systems onto your kids.
Exactly.
Kids are the product of you.
Exactly. I'm sure a lot of people are listening, going, "Wow."
You know what the number one reason for cancer is? The number one emotional reason for cancer is people that give of themselves and feel neglected. All they do is help other people and they feel neglected. Number one reason, emotional reason for cancer. The number one.
Any cancer, any type, it doesn't matter.
Cancer, any type of cancer. It's not, there's other emotional programs that are related around cancer. You know, I mean, cancer itself is they just want a way out. They don't feel like they can change the world or change themselves or something they dislike. But, you know, that in turn, that certain belief system of just saying, you know, I'm burnt out and I keep giving everybody else, and they're bitter and they're angry or they're depressed about it, that nobody helps them, but they give to everybody else. That person is the one who's going to end up with cancer from an emotional standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just think that like cancer shows up, but again, to everything that happens out there, there is a root cause for everything, every disease that shows up in your body. People don't realize that.
Right.
It's not just what you're eating. It's not just what, you know, and a lot of it is, like you said, it's our thoughts, you know, and just being like, you know, a victim. You know, the biggest thing is people like, he did that to me, she did that to me, they did that to me, how dare, you know, and all that. But no, let that stuff go.
Why did you attract that?
Right. Well, they don't know that though.
Right. Yeah.
They don't. Well, a lot of our listeners do. I mean, that's why they're listening.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that you're surrounded around, and it's just, you know,
I just don't get it. Just don't get situations I used to. I used to attract in all kinds of problems and people with problems and everything else. And I don't know, they just don't show up on my doorstep anymore. Right. I used to get taken advantage of all the time. And I mean, I could talk about the money losses and the cheating, you know, women that cheat. I mean, now it's almost like I don't even bother with them. I don't even want to get involved with them. I already know better.
Well, right. You know, right away. I mean, like your spidey senses or whatever you want to call it, but like, you just know.
Yeah. Instantly. Like there's just not a vibrational match there.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago.
It's a big part of the world.
Yeah.
But you know, it's up to us to change that. Right. Good can't survive without evil. I mean, we live in a dualistic world. There's both energies that are always going to exist, even in the coming of the new earth. You know, everybody wants to talk about this new earth and everything's going to be rainbows and sunshine. And no, it's not. There's going to be some power structures that change. There's going to be some financial changes. The world's not going away. There's still going to be good and evil. There's just going to be a more conscious shift.
Yes.
I think some of the old structures are going to die.
Yeah. I mean, it's never rainbows and sunshines 24/7. It's never, you know, we're always going to have some storms coming in, and that's okay. That's okay. It's the world we live in, but it's making sure too, that, you know, you have your mindset right and that you have worked on yourself, you know, that this stuff isn't going to take you down.
Nope. Well, it can, if you let it.
If you let it, exactly.
You know, the person says that they can, and the person says they can't.
Exactly.
Both right.
Exactly. I forgot who said that, you know.
Yeah. Well, people come in all the time and they tell me I can't do this, or I can't do this, or, you know, it just isn't this way. I said, you know what? You're right. I don't argue. I tell them you're right. because that is their belief system. So I said, you're absolutely right. Would you like to change that?
Do they right? say
no? Well, usually yes.
Yeah.
Usually yes. Like, wait, what? Like, yeah. The most interesting story I have about all this, so that I've did this before. So I was dating this girl, and she said, I don't feel good. We were going to go to the movies. She says, I don't feel good. I said, okay. She goes, I'm not going to go to the movies. I go, okay, I'm going to go jump in the shower. I'm going to go to the movies. She's like, what? You're not going to stay with me? I go, no, I don't punish bad behavior. She's like, bad behavior? I'm sick. She wanted me to feel sorry for her. And I said, why would I feel sorry for you? I said, you caused it. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you're responsible for your life, and I'm not rewarding bad behavior. There's a reason why you're attracting illness in your life. And she's like, oh my God, what? You're an asshole. I was like, no, I'm making you take personal accountability for your beliefs that are going on. So I get in the shower and I come out, and she's like, I think I want to go to the movies. I'm feeling better. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, okay. So we went to the movies, but nothing was said, right? So she was probably just tired or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just want to stay in or who knows. But like, so we go to the movies and nothing was ever said about it. But another time later, she's like, I don't know. I don't feel like going out. I don't feel good. I'm like, oh. I'm like, okay. I was like, you want to go to the movies? She's like, what? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, we'll go to the movies. She's like, we never talked about it. I go, I know, but do you want to go to the movies? She's like, I don't know, maybe. So I said, well, how do you feel now? She no correlation until I brought it up. She's like, no, I feel just fine. So that's how powerful the mind is. You can feel like you're sick and tired, and then all of a sudden, when you hit that smell, that sound, that cue, which is what neurolinguistic programming is, that cue, it triggers a whole different reaction. Your autoimmune system functions differently. Your parasympathetic nervous system functions differently. Your cardiovascular system functions differently. Your musculoskeletal system responds differently.
That's kind of like where someone talks about, like, they're having a panic attack or anxiety. You get them over to like laughing or something, to shift them out of that emotion. Yeah. That's pretty fun. That's awesome, Steve. I love that.
Yeah. So, I just don't reward bad behavior. So I just know that people are responsible for their own lives. Now, some people are going to be pissed at that because they don't like to take accountability. And they like to blame other people. And they say that you're a narcissist and you're not sympathetic. No, I'm not sympathetic because you're creating your own issues. And my job is to empower you in understanding that so you can change your life. I want to see you change your life, not make you a victim. So it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Right? When I'm not wearing a mask and I'm teaching people about, not wearing a mask and not getting vaccinated, and people think I'm killing their grandma, I'm educating you in a way of telling you, like, you have a way of loving yourself so much that you can't get sick. Right. I'm actually teaching you that the power from within. Now, whether you choose to see that or not is a whole different story. You can choose a narrative that's pushed on you of the germ theory. I'm okay with that, because if you believe in that, you're probably going to get sick. But if you see that the illness that you received as a gift in strange wrapping paper, finding the mystery behind why that was expressed outwardly, your emotions were expressed outwardly through the illness. Now, all of a sudden, it's empowering and you can change it and you're not a victim anymore.
Yeah. Healing is a beautiful thing when you're learning all this stuff, when you start to realize that, like, why did I call that in?
Yeah.
What's the message here? Because the thing is, like, there's always a message for us. And instead of us like, oh shit, I'm sick, or oh shit, I get, well, but why? Why did you get sick? But a lot of people don't understand it.
Why did you get cancer? Why did you have a heart attack? Right? All these things you are creating on some level.
Right. You guys, like, it's not just like you're eating tons of cheeseburgers out there and whatever. You got to, your clogged arteries. But like, there is a root cause.
It is that too. Cool. I mean, absolutely. Like I said, your biochemistry affects your energy flow. Right. So, you know, the food, the choices that you make, but a lot of times, why are people making bad choices? Because they don't love themselves. So could you actually say it's an emotional root that's making them make the bad food choices? Yeah.
Right.
You know, is it stemming from the emotional root? Maybe. Because if you felt really good, you wouldn't, you'd love yourself enough not to choose those foods.
Right.
Eat French fries from McDonald's fried in seed oils that the high heat caused acrolein. And that acrolein is so toxic. That means that one large order of French fries has the same oxidative damage as smoking 100 cigarettes. I would rather have a patient smoke cigarettes than eat French fries from McDonald's.
Well, not only that, it's not even potatoes.
They are potatoes, but they're grown on their own farm.
Well, go look at the ingredients for French fries from McDonald's. You're going to see a list a mile long. So yeah, I'm sorry, guys, but
they add sugar. They add salt that has plastics in it. Yeah, there's definitely other things in there. But their potatoes are actually grown on a farm in Idaho. They own the farm. And they're sprayed with a certain pesticide or herbicide. I don't remember. I think it was an herbicide. It's sprayed with a special herbicide that is designed to not make them have those islets on the potato. And so then it's so toxic that they have to put them and they have to fumigate them in a barn for so many days. And when they go in there to farm them and pull them out, they have to wear hazmat suits because they're so toxic.
Oh, yeah, because I want to go eat those French fries. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of problems with McDonald's, you know. You know, are they part of a global cabal and wanting to make people sick? I don't know. Is it really just money driven either way? You know, probably maybe a little bit of both, but either way, who cares? You know, just do what's best for your body. We know that eating French fries fried in seed oils is bad for us. All fried foods are bad for us. You know, chicken, which I explained earlier, and fish are probably aren't the best choices. And that might be enlightening for people, but if they wanted, pretty soon I'm going to have the structure of the diet that every human being should be consuming. Every single person should be eating this way. And there's 13 rules and like 11 supplements. And I'm just going to have it as a downloadable PDF on my website. And it's going to be $9.99, 10 bucks. You can download it and you'll have all the rules about no polyunsaturated fatty acids, why you want to include sunlight in your life, why, and hacks if there isn't sunlight, as far as light devices you can purchase so that you can activate the ceruloplasmin in the liver, so you can produce more vitamin D, so that you can reduce the reductive stress, so you can activate the sulfation, right? Sulfation is important to make strong protein bonds, to detox heavy metals, to make hormones, make neurotransmitters. So, you know, there's 13 rules and 11 supplements, and you follow those rules and you will see your health change so radically. You're like nothing, like no other diet you've ever been on. It's just all the rules are there to cause the electron to flow.
Is that at protouch.com?
Protouchrehab.com on my personal website. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll put that down there for them to go to.
Going to be within the next few days.
Okay.
And I'm sure I call the web guy and I'll make sure that he gets it on there faster than, you know, maybe by the end of the weekend.
Okay. We'll put that in the show notes. So, cause that's a great resource right there for like $10. Come on, guys. Like, incredible, great information right there. I know that some of you are thinking like this one is a big one. There's a lot of probably big words here too. People are like, what? You guys are going to have to go and listen to this again because it's a lot of information, but it's so helpful, so useful.
I don't even break down the complicated biochemistry of things yet.
Yeah. But I highly recommend you guys go follow Dr. Steve Spencer. He's on IG, he's on TikTok, he's on Facebook, he's on it all. Can they find you? Is it like Dr. Steve Spencer? Like what it?
On Instagram, it's Yoked Buddha, Yoked _ Buddha. On Facebook, it's just my name, Steven Spencer. You know, what else? TikTok, it's under YouTube, it's Dr. Steven Spencer. Right. And then on TikTok, I believe it's Yoked Buddha, Yoked _ Buddha.
Yeah. There's a ton of ways to find him, and also his website.
My social media are on my website.
Yeah. And you guys could email him. He'll get back to you. Whatever you guys want to work on or have questions, is like, he is so knowledgeable. I mean, just mind blowing. And Steve, like, thanks for being a great friend too. Like, honestly, ever since like I met you, like, you've been so helpful for me and my family. And I just want to thank you for that. And thank you for coming on here and sharing your knowledge and everything, because it helps.
Sure. We do anytime. I mean, we just touch the surface.
Yep. Oh, I know. We're going to have you back on. And I know Margaret will want to be on the next time, because she'll be asking a ton of questions also. So, all right. Well, any last comments for them before we go? Any more advice for them?
You know, the number one thing you can do for your health is eliminate the seed oils out of your diet. It's just the biggest thing you can do right now for your health, and get sunlight. The only reason people really sunburn is because they have stored polyunsaturated fatty acids within the cell, and it disrupts glycolysis. But what it does is the polyunsaturated fatty acids actually react with the radiation from the sun, causing glycerol production on the skin. That's why you burn and turn red. Where if you didn't have all those stored seed oils, you don't burn like that. But remember, it takes 3 to 7 years to get those out, and you need sunlight. Sunlight is absolutely crucial. You can circumvent a bad diet with sunlight if you don't have these seed oils, because the sunlight will release electrons from your food, but you produce melanin in the skin that absorbs those excess electrons. So you're not getting the reductive stress, creating the excess reactive oxygen species that cause oxidative damage, slowing cell function. I would say that number one, that's the number one thing. It's easy, because that's an easy thing to change. People have a harder time changing their behaviors and their belief systems they've been programmed from their family.
Right.
But that's just one easy thing you can do, is eliminate those seed oils out of your diet.
Now, as we're entering winter, what recommendation? Because you're going to go, oh, it's sun. Where's the sun?
I'm not a fan of vitamin D. Vitamin D3, even if you have K2 with it, can cause calcification in the arteries, hardening of the arteries. So what I tell everybody is, I said, there's a light that you can purchase. Well, go on a vacation if you can do it. I go to Florida every couple of weeks, I made that personal decision myself because it was prioritizing my health. Right. And I just see patients down there, so it pays for the trip, but I made it happen so that I could prioritize my health. But if you can't get away, for $600, you can buy a light, and this company should pay me big props, because I sell so many devices for them. Is Sperti, Sperti.com. They have a specific light on there that produces a 230 to 580 nanometer wavelength, which is the exact spectrum that you need to produce vitamin D, to activate the ceruloplasmin, and remember, ceruloplasmin transports our copper to bind iron, so we make hemoglobin, not causing excess oxidative damage. And then also, the other thing that it does is, it besides boosting the immune system, it affects, I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden, sulfation, right? And so we want that sulfation is important to make strong protein bonds, to detox heavy metals, to make hormones and make neurotransmitters. So the sunlight is so crucial, and getting that spectral light is so important. And then we can get on blocking out the excessive blue light, you know, as far as incandescent lights in your house and why you don't want those and how to block it, and apps for your phone and apps for your computer, right? So now I'm getting on a tangent. We were supposed to make this simple.
Well, you know what though? You guys could go on, like, Steve has tons of videos that he teaches all the time, and on TikTok and IG, everywhere. He's got all these videos. He's literally teaching all the time. So go give him a follow on his social media, and he literally is educating every single day. So wherever you guys are on, just go give him a follow, and you guys are going to learn every single day from him.
I mean, there's little tidbits on there even about using mouthwash, and how mouthwash, the antiseptic in the mouthwash, is killing off even the beneficial bacteria. So your nitrites can't convert to nitrates. And if you have disrupted nitric oxide synthesis, it can cause high blood pressure. your mouthwash could be causing high blood pressure.
Guaranteed, you guys, your mind should be going boof, 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 just mind blown. Like, holy shit, Steve. Oh my God. All right. We definitely got to have you back on when Margaret is free. And we're going to dive deep into some other things because this was incredible. But thank you so much, you guys. We'll put it in the show notes. And until next time, Steve, thank you for being on. And again, you guys can make an appointment with him, whether you want to email him or Zoom or go see him in person. He's great and he will definitely help get your life back on track. So, Steve, thank you again so much. Until next time.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks again.